In the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, and one God, Amen. Today is the fourth Sunday in the month of Tuba, which is the last Sunday. And tomorrow, God willing, we will start the Jonah fast. Usually, we read the gospel of the man born blind two times in the years. One time is today, and the other time is sixth Sunday in the Greenland. And we read that from John 9, verse 1 to 41. And if we read all the readings and go to back to the readings of today, it's only a one line related to all the readings. Is only Jesus Christ is the light of the world. That's why in the beginning of this Gospel of St. John, he said, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God, all things came to be through him, and without him nothing came to be. What came to be through him was life, and this life was the light of the human race. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome. That's why we have to understand in that Jesus Christ is the light of the world. And without keep Jesus Christ inside my heart, and to remind myself by his name all the day, then there is no light inside my heart. That's why we will talk today about the spiritual blindness. The spiritual blindness is the inability of a person to understand, receive, grasp, comprehend spiritual truth. Al-amar ruhi. If we go back to the blind man, he had a physical blindness, physical one. For Jesus Christ is easy to heal him from this illness, from the blindness. But the problem that there is another kind of the blindness, it's a spiritual one. That's why in Isaiah, he said, and in them the prophecy of Isaiah is fulfilled, which says, hearing you will hear and shall not understand, and seeing you will see and not perceive. For the heart of the people have grown dull. Their ears are hard of hearing, and their eyes they have closed, lest they should see with their eyes and hear with their ears, lest they should understand with their hearts and turn so that I should heal them. It's clear that the spiritual blindness, when I can't hear the voice of God, when I can't live the real Christianity. العمى الروحي هو ان انا مش قادر احس بالسيد المسيح جوايا او مش قادر اسمعه. يبقى في عمى موجود جوايا انا مش فاهمه. في عمى روحي ولازم اعرف ايه سببه. That's why it's very important to know that. To know from where and the cause of the spiritual blindness. The causes of spiritual blindness are three. And we will see that from both sides. From the story of the blind man and the story of Jonah. The ignorance, the pride, and the fear. In the story of the blind man, there is many characters, many persons are beside the blind man. The first people are the disciple. And his disciple asked him, Rabbi, who sent this man or his parents that he was born blind? Jesus answered, neither this man nor his parents sent, but that the works of God should be revealed in him. The problem that the disciples lived with Jesus Christ all the time, and they know him very well. But the question didn't give other choice. We live in the church. We live at home. We read the Bible. We pray. But we can't listen to him. Because we ignore. The disciples ignore the word of God. Ignored that Jesus Christ can reveal himself and do a miracle. In this our spiritual life, we have the same problem, that we ignore the word of God. In the morning, I have to ask God what you wanted to say to me. God is revealing himself to everybody every day. But the problem that I have to know, what is the message that I have to get from God? Like St. Paul, the first hermit, with the feast will be on this Thursday, the 9th of February. He saw a funeral and he got a message from God. I know now that God, he told me, I have to go, what I have to do with this word. He saw a funeral only, and he decided to go to the desert. 9 years, he didn't see anybody, but he got a message. The problem that I ignore the word of God. Jonah is the same. The word of the Lord came to Jonah, son of Amittai. Go to the great city of Nineveh and preach against it, because its weakness has come up before me. But Jonah ran away from the Lord and headed for Tarshish. He went down to Joppa, where he found a ship bound for that port. After paying that the fare, he went aboard and sailed for Tarshish to flee from the Lord. It was a direct word from God to Jonah, and he ignored it. When you feel that you wanted to go to pray, don't ignore this word. When you have the feeling that you want to open the Bible, don't ignore, never ignore just the feeling. And try to search the word of God, where is it, during the day. ربنا بيكلم كل واحد على حدة. ربنا بيكلم كل واحد على حدة. وكل يوم الصبح واحد يصحى الصبح يقول يا رب انا نفسي اسمع صوتك اسمع يا رب المسج اللي انت عايز تجيبها لي ولما اجي اسمعها اجنورت ما ينفعش طول اليوم ربنا بيحاول يكلمني بيحاول يقول لي حبيبي تعال انا عايز اكلمك وانا مفيش فده نوع من في الاخر اقول انا مش سامع صوت ربنا اكيد مش سامع صوت ربنا لان كلمه ربنا بتحاول توصل لي وانا بهملها Maybe I hear, maybe I can listen the word of God from one of my friends in that work. Maybe at the street, while driving. Maybe at church. Maybe when I open the Bible. Maybe when I pray. Then I have to understand that. لازم أفهم إن ربنا بيكلمني كل يوم. وأنا ما ينفعش إن أنا أignore كلمة ربنا. It's the same what happened with Jonah. God, he was talking direct to Jonah and he said, go, preach my word. And he ignored it. لأنا مش عايز أسمع. This is the first point in my blindness, spiritual blindness, which is the ignorance. Like the disciples. They saw Jesus Christ all the days and they saw the miracles and they saw who is Jesus Christ and they ignore him. The second one is the pride, the Pharisees. Therefore, some of the Pharisees said, this man Jesus is not from God because he does not keep the Sabbath. Others said, how can a man who is a sinner do such signs? And there was a division among them. Maybe I can't hear the voice of God and I have a spiritual blindness because I have a little bit proud, a pride. that like Pharisees, I know everything. He is doing the miracle in the Sabbath. I'm listening to the word of God, but okay, I read it before. Or I attend the liturgy, and I have a pride inside myself, and okay, I attend a lot of liturgy before. Or I have a pride that I can't say sorry. It's another thing. I can't approach the other people and can't say sorry. It's a pride. And in this, there is no humility. I can't hear the word of God. Another spiritual blindness. الكبرياء حاجة بتتعب الإنسان لدرجة إن هو مثلا هو ما يسمعش حتى كلمة ربنا. سواء كان كبرياء في المعرفة إن أنا أبقى عارف وكأني عالم بكل شيء. بل بالعكس كمان أعدل على اللي حواليا. أو كبرياء من أنا لو أخطأت أقول أنا آسف. فده نوع من الكبرياء اللي يخليني كمان ما اسمعش صوت ربنا. وده نوع من العمى الروحي اللي يخليني ما اسمعش صوت ربنا في حياتي الروحية. And the same one happened with Jonah. But Jonah had gone below deck, where they lay down and fell into a deep sleep. The captain went to him and said, how can you sleep? But to Jonah, this seems very wrong, and he became angry. This is the second part. What happened? Jonah slept. And I don't know how he knew very well that he did a mistake against God, and he has like the feeling, the calmness or whatever, or the comfort that he go to sleep. That's why it's one of this that it means that the pride. He didn't admit that he did a mistake. عشان كده لما أبقى أنا عندي غلط وأنا عارف إن أنا كبرياء لازم أعترف بيه وأقول أنا فعلا متكبر. والتكبر يمنع دخول كلمة الله للإنسان. And the third one is a fear. The parents. We know he is our son. The parent answered. And we know he was born blind. But how he can see now, or who opened his eyes? We don't know, ask him. He is of age. He will speak for himself. His parents said that because they were afraid of the Jewish leaders, who already had decided that anyone who acknowledged that Jesus was the Messiah would be put out of the synagogue. When I'm afraid from the other people, when I'm afraid when I can't reveal his name in front of the people because I wanted to hide myself, I want to hide my Christianity, I can't hear the voice of God. When I hide my real personality in Christ and do and imitate the other people, I have fear. I have fear that maybe they will say that, oh, he is different. It's another problem, another issue in my blindness, spiritual blindness. And I try to imitate the other people because I want to be the same like them. Why? Because I have a fear. I'm scared that maybe they will tell me that you are different. But if I go back to St. Paul, you are different in the world. Yeah, we are different. We are not from this world. We are not from this world. That's why I can't imitate the other people. And I have to fight the fear inside my heart. That's why Jonah also the same. Now, Lord, take away my life, for it's better for me to die than to live. But the Lord replied, it's right for you to be angry. Is it right to be angry? That's why the same one happened with Jonah. God told him, please go to reveal my word.
And he was afraid.
No. I know that maybe in another side, he was thinking that God is compassion. That's why he was afraid maybe God will change his mind after. That's why he was afraid a lot. Then three things in my spiritual blindness. Number one is ignoring. I ignore the word of God. Number two is a pride. I have a pride in my heart. No space, no humility in my sight, inside me. Number three is the fear. I fear to reveal the name of Jesus Christ in front of the people. And in the opposite, I imitate the people outside. That's why then what we have to do? Number one, we have to listen and obey. That's why the blind man, he listened to Jesus Christ after he put the clay on his eyes. And he said, go to clean yourself, to wash your eyes. He listened and obeyed. When you listen to any word to God from God, listen and obey. Number two, I have to clean myself. When he washed everything on his eyes, he saw. لما غسل عينيه من الوساخة اللي كانت عليها شاف فأنا عندي already حاجات جوايا مليانة ما ينفعش أخبيها ما ينفعش أخبيها لأن في الآخر ربنا هيشوفها ويقول لي حبيبي أنا شايفها أساسا فلازم أروح أنظفها to repent and confess and the last thing I have to witness and to not be afraid لازم أقف قدام الناس وأقول لهم أنا مسيحي مش بالكلام لازم بالعمل فعشان كده the same one happened also with Jonah. Jonah obeyed the word of the Lord and went to Nineveh. And finally, he obeyed and he went. That's why after, by the end, the blind man saw and God, Jesus Christ, opened his eyes. That's why in Ephesians said that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give to you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him, the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of his calling, what are the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints. He gave us the spirit of knowledge, the spirit of wisdom, the spirit of light. Jesus Christ is the light of the world. That's why after that, by the end, the consequences of clean myself, to obey his word and listen to that, and to reveal himself, to reveal God and witness his name to all the people, by the end he will open my eyes to see himself. And I can listen to his words. And finally, I will know him deeply. I will know him deeply. As Job said, my ears have heard of you, but now my eyes have seen you. That's why in every day in the morning, we pray a Psalm number 26. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Who will I fear? الرب نوري وخلاصي ممن أخاف. الرب حسن حياتي ممن أجزع. فيش حاجة ممكن تخوفني في حياتي أبدا. وحتى لو غلطت أرجع تاني لربنا وأقول له ربي ماليش غيرك. فهو نور العالم اللي نور حياتي. وإلهنا المجد دائما أبديا أمين.